This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Happy Times, and get ready, because I'm about to fucking yell. I'm pissed. I'm not in a good mood, but that's a good thing for this.
This is the Happy Times podcast.
To start this off, I'm going to read you a tweet that I tweeted earlier, and basically it goes with, you are really good at some things and you suck at others, yet you compare yourself to other people who have a skill that you don't, and you forget all about your skills that you kick ass at. So stop putting other people on a pedestal and start taking pride in your skills. All we do is watch other people. All we do is you're fucking listening to me. You listen to me. You're like, oh my God, this is such a great podcast. Yet you, I give you all these tips. I give you countless amount of tips. Every podcast is more than what I even write down. And yet you put the phone down and you're like, oh, can't wait for the next one to get motivated again. Go fucking do something with it. You don't understand that this is free content. This is free advice. Granted, it might not be the best. It might not be for you. It might not be what you need to succeed in life. But there are so many other podcasts. The amount of capability that we have in order to succeed in life and in order to find our purpose and in order to do what we want to do is the best it's ever been. My entire job is at my phone. It's at my fingertips. I wake up every day and I can work from wherever I want to work. Granted, I love working from home. I love being in Ottawa. I love working here. So I place myself here. And guess what? I have to do that. I have to not go on trips all the time. I hate when I go to Dominican. I cancel my trip early. I flew fucking home. Granted, I got sick. I couldn't make a podcast, but I wanted to. And I'm constantly getting text messages, emails, DMs being like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You do. All you're doing is just ignoring the fact that you have everything you need. You have it. And I'm here telling you. I want you to actually write this shit down. Get a notepad, put it beside you, and write this down. Listen to me. I sound like my mother. Oh my God. Growing up, I never listened to my mother. I never believed her. I would always be like, oh, yep, got it. Now, when I call my mom, I write shit down. I write down my mom's phone calls. Or I ask her, hey, can you remind me in about 5 minutes again about this so I can write it down, or I can remember it, or I can put it in my notes, or whatever it is. There's no shame in trying to remember something. People are really out here trying to help. The greatest the world has ever fucking been is right now. Go ask like your grandparents, go ask your parents, whatever it is. We are the most accepting world we have ever been. So there should be the only concern, the only complaint, the only worry is you. You are your only worry. So we constantly take this time where you go on Twitter and all I fucking see is, oh my God, Ariana's so perfect. Oh my God, Kylie Jenner is the self-made billionaire. Oh my God, no, she's not. You know what? You know what she's doing that you're not? Working. You know what you're doing that she's not? Bitching about somebody else succeeding. You think she's doing that? No, because she's top of her game. She could have took all her parents' money and blew it on drugs. Maybe she is doing that, but you don't know that because she's not putting it out there. Yet you're complaining worldwide. Anybody can see your Twitter. Anybody can see anything. You're complaining to the world that somebody's succeeding. Listen, fucking hear that. You're complaining to the world that somebody else is succeeding. Do you understand how awful that is? Now, I'm going to take a break from yelling at you. And I'm still going to yell at you. But I want to give you guys a few points that I have. And just a little bit more insight rather than me just get mad. A lot of people lose their passion. They do. And I understand that. I've lost mine. I lost my way. And it's a scary thing to lose. It's a scary sight to not be able to see anymore. When the tunnel gets dark and there's no light, it's a tough thing. And it took me a very long time to really realize how simple it is to find that passion. It may not come too quickly. It may not always be there. It's always there. But it may not just be one day, oh, click. You know, you may have to work for it. You may have to try to find new things. That's a huge thing. Try new things. Find your new passion. And the way I kind of figured out mine, the way I'm able to be so charismatic and energetic and enthusiastic and really just behind everything I do about mental health and self-love and self-help and yelling at you guys for the matter of the fact that I want you to do better in life and succeed in life is because one day I was laying in bed and I couldn't fucking sleep because I wanted to say something. I want to speak. I want to get my voice out there. I want to motivate people. I want to inspire people to inspire themselves to wake up each and every day. And I couldn't sleep without trying to figure out how I could possibly do that. How I could get my message out there. How I could share other people's messages. I literally couldn't fucking sleep. Whatever keeps you up at night, whatever has that, and granted, no, okay, it's not, oh my God, Eric sent me a text, I don't know what it means. Not that shit. Whatever keeps you up at night to the point where you're like, oh my God, I really want to do this. Do it. Literally, nobody is stopping you. We're the most accepting world we have ever been. Your school will probably pay for it in grants or loans or whatever it is, or funds, whatever they call it. It's there. It's fucking there. Get up and do it. Sorry, I'm yelling. Do it. If it makes you tick, if you can't sleep at night, if it's the reason why you wake up in the morning because you want to do it, do it. What other question is there? And if you can't find that passion, try new things. It is so important to keep going and keep trying new things. When I got up and I made videos about who I was. Actually, before that, we all know this. I played hockey and I broke literally everything in my body. I destroyed my head. I got a lot of concussions, right? Yeah, it fucking sucked. Guess what? Now I'm a YouTuber. Now I'm a social media influencer. I'm not an influencer. I influence people. Now I have a voice. Did I ever think that I'd be talking? I've given a speech in front of 26,000 people or more. That's crazy. Did I ever think I was going to be there? No, I thought I was going to be on the ice playing there in front of that many people. I didn't think I was going to be talking in front of that many people, but I went for it. Do you understand how different those two lives are? Sports and media? Well, okay, those sound pretty similar. But an athlete and then somebody who works on a computer all day. Those are totally different spectrums. But I'm here, and I tried new things, and I went, and I did something. And my watch is literally telling me to breathe because I'm so anxious right now because I want to get this out. Listen, this may be TMI for a lot of people. Or my manager is going to get mad at me. But my first ever brand deal was $400. Now, that's a lot of money. I'm not saying it's not a lot of money. That is a lot of money. But for me to work a week on a video, that's a week's worth. You understand what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of effort put in that video. I made $400 on my first ever brand deal. And I had to give a certain percentage to my network and then my manager. So really, I only got about like 200 some bucks. That was a while ago. That was my first ever one. And now I'm working with companies like GMC, Apple, McDonald's, huge brands, multi-billion dollar brands. Do you think I would have gotten to where I am today because I didn't follow my passion? I didn't follow that tick, and I just kept doing. I kept sitting there and be like, I hate all NHL players. They made it, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tweet about them. Do you think I am where I am because I hated on Kylie Jenner for making money just because some news article got headlines wrong? Do you think she's sitting there and being like, oh, yep, nope, they got this wrong. I'm going to correct them. I'm self-made. No, she has $1 billion. She can write whatever the fuck she wants. She can do whatever. Yet you're sitting there complaining about the fact that she's being successful. What does it have to say about you? No one else is listening to talk anymore. I know this is a podcast, so it kind of goes against it. But what's the Migos song? Walk it like I talk it. Whatever that shit is. Walk it like you talk it. Don't walk it like you talk it. Walk it. Walk it. And that's it. Nobody is listening to, hey man, I'm going to do this. Next week I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Blah, blah, blah. We should get together. Blah, 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 blah. Do it. People don't listen to talk anymore. They listen to action. So if you get up and you actually provide something to somebody, if you walk into an employer's office, say you're trying to get a job, say to make this so I can relate to it, say you're trying to get a job at a media company, right? And you don't know how to give like the best impression. I challenge you, whatever job it is, walk in there and say, hi, I'd like to apply for a job. They say, okay, well, you can just email the resume and you can be like, okay, yeah, but it's also right here in front of me. And also on the USB drive, there's a bunch of my work of all my photography, all my videography, all my edits, everything. If you guys can take a look at it, and my email is also on my resume, and you can contact me, that would be amazing. And if they deny you right there, so be it. But they're denying, and they will regret that moment because you had the initiative, you had the will, you had that tick to get up and go do something about your life. The drive that you had to go do that is so impactful that I think that business is hopefully going to see that. And if they don't, then they're missing out on something great. That's a huge thing. So take your action. And to the people who really just want to know how to succeed, I got one really big thing for you. It's one word. Routine. Routine is such a big thing. The happiest people ever are routine people. And if your routine is getting up and working the 9 to 5, that's awesome. That's amazing. Good to hear because there's so many of those. You're set. You're fine. You're laughing. But if your goal, if your success for yourself is to become a creator, to become a doctor, to become whatever it is, a specialist, well, you got to work a little harder. And you have to make that routine for yourself. Now, to the best way I can explain stuff is relating it to my own experiences. And my own experience with this is I get up every single day, I'm unemployed. Granted, I have contract work right now, but I am unemployed to the point where I wake up and I make my job. I wake up and I make my money, and if I don't work, I don't live. I lose my rent, I lose my car, I lose my apartment, I lose everything ever. I lose food, right? So I need a routine. You can do so much. You can do so much with a routine. And yet we watch these videos of these beauty gurus or whatever. Like, I'm sure we know some beauty gurus, right? They get up and they're killing it. Do you know why they're killing it? Because it blows my mind. All they do is get up, eat fucking Avo toast, go to spin class, make a video, send emails, go out with friends, and have a nice apartment. It doesn't make sense to me. But those girls are killing it because they have a routine. They literally make the routine. And it's not the fact that, oh, it's a morning routine, they eat this toast, they go to spin or whatever. That it's the fact that they have one. Their brain is programmed to do this every day, and it's going to be happy. And then that leaves so much room for them to be try new things and be successful and be open to trying new things. And it's such an important skill to have. Because having a routine is literally it. It is it. That is that's the goal. That's everything. So find your routine, make your routine, and make it adaptable to your life. I wake up every single day, and in the summer, I'll give you my summer routine because it's so close. I can feel it. Ottawa's so cold, but my routine's coming back. In the summer, I wake up every day, I grab my bike, and I go for a bike ride, and I bike about 20K. I go to Parliament, and then I come back, and I bike on the water, and it's a beautiful bike. I come inside, eat some breakfast, I drink a little protein shake, I answer some emails, I send some texts, I plan my day. That's what I'm going to kind of be doing that day. I write that down. Then I don't want to be sitting for too long. I have ADHD, I can't sit for too long. So I like to exude my energy in short periods of time. So what do? I then put on my running shoes and I go for a run because I don't shower yet. I want to stink. I want to feel like I'm not ready yet for my day. And I put on my shoes and I go for a run. And I run the same route to Parliament and back. Maybe not as far because 20K is a little far for a run. I may even just do a 5K. It's just getting that mind flowing, getting it going. Then I come home and I'm ready to start my day. I hop in the shower. I get out of the shower. I eat again. I get that food going. I sit down on my laptop at that point while eating and I can answer some more emails. I can get everything going. At that point, I know what I'm going to be doing that day. So if I'm making a video, then I can list out what I need to be talking about in that video, how I'm going to organize it, how I'm going to get my shots. Then I go out and I get my shots. I do it. I don't skip anything. Or maybe I have to record a podcast. I do what I need to do that day. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be from home. And I find a lot of the times where I feel like I don't work very successfully from home, I get up and I go to a coffee shop. If I have to spend $3 every day, you know me, I say this all the time. If I have to spend $3 every day to become happy, I'm going to spend $3 every day. And if all I have to do is get a coffee and be in a new environment and see new people to be happy and be motivated and do my stuff and be successful, I'm going to do that. If I can go to a coffee shop and spend $3 and make $3,000, I'm going to go to a coffee shop for $3 any day of the week, hands down. And then what do? I come home and then I do some more work. I edit that video together. Guess what? You know, I've answered my emails. I've done my podcast. I've made a video. I've done so much. I've probably taken pictures for the store. I can do a photo shoot in that time too. I can do so much. Say I did all those things that day. I have a free night, but that's not it. Then I have to go on my Instagram and I have to post on it. And this is not me complaining. This is me bragging about how fucking great my life is because I've made it this way. I'm bragging because I made this routine for myself that I love. And if you're able to talk for 17 minutes about your passion, I think you're doing something right. And yeah, I think I'm doing something right. I don't think I'm there yet. I think I'm going there. I think I'm going to be there. And I think I'm going to keep going after that. After I get there, I'm going to double down and I'm going to keep going. So I guess what I'm trying to say is stop feeling so shitty about yourself because other people are doing better. Because in the end of it all, like, that's not you feeling shitty for yourself. That's you feeling jealous. Take that energy, take that negative energy and put it towards your life, put it towards your passion, put it towards everything that you want to do. If you're sitting here and something's in the back of your mind and you're thinking, is he talking about me like horseback riding? Is he talking about me making music, going to art school, whatever it is? Yeah, I am. If you're even thinking about that, if there's even something in the back of your mind, that's it. You found it. Go for it. And if nothing's back there, don't worry. It's coming. It may not be this podcast. It may not be tonight's sleep. It may not be the thing that wakes you up tomorrow morning. It might not be in a week. It might not be in a year. It might not be because you're not ready, but it's coming. It's kind of like love, and it's something you love because a passion is something you love. You eat, you breathe, you sleep, you do everything with it. You fuck that passion. That's weird. Shouldn't have said that. So if you don't know your purpose, don't rush. There is no rush. I'm saying, if you know your purpose, get up and do it. I'm not saying rush it. I'm not saying finish it. I'm saying get started. Do it. Thank you guys very much for listening. And to the people on the Patreon who donate to the Patreon, I have a Patreon account. If you guys don't know, patreon.com/JoeyKidney. You pay $1 and you get one extra free podcast every single week. So that means you guys are getting two podcasts a week for $1. And well, yeah, that's basically it. And I'm going to be hosting some like interviews on there and some conversations with you guys where you guys can call in and we can do a podcast together where you guys basically come up with like 10 questions. You pose a question and I can basically give my best answer. It's not a life coach session. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist or anything like that. It's kind of like this, but I want to make it directly about you, and only the people on Patreon are able to listen to that. So it's very exclusive over there. So if you go to patreon.com/JoeyKidney, you can go and you can read up on it. There's a whole video on it. And then if you donate that $1, you can listen to the first podcast. And I kind of explain everything of what I want to do and my idea behind that. And that'd be great. So if you guys could head over there, just check it out. You don't have to, if you don't want to, no pressure, but check it out. And new video coming this Sunday about self-diagnosing yourself with mental health issues online. And it's a very, very important video. So I'd really appreciate it if you guys checked it out. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.